Hi, God bless you, and thank you very much for tuning in. Dear friends, I am Dr. Deepak Bhattacharya, and I am going to talk to you today on chapter number 9 of marketing principle, which is advertising. Dear friends, if you are following me from the very beginning, let's look at the last chapter, what we did. We spoke about IMC. And what was IMC? IMC is integrated marketing communication. Is it not IMC? I said integrated marketing communication is nothing but promotion mix. And I spoke that these have various elements. We looked at different elements of advertising. We looked at sales promotion. We looked at personal selling. We looked at public relation or publicity. And we even spoke of direct marketing. We also in the last chapter spoke about push and pull strategy. And I'm sure we all have understood by now that when you want to pull your consumer, you need to have to do lot of advertising. Dear friends, I'm carrying forward from there. In chapter number 9, we are going to talk about advertising. And what is advertising? And it is a pull strategy. Because advertising pulls the customer to our products or services. What are we going to learn in this chapter, dear friends? One, we'll understand what is promotion. Promotion in general, I think we have already spoken about it, but yet we are going to just talk about promotion in a little way. Then we are going to talk about advertising and the 5 M's of advertising. Very important. Very important, very exciting. We'll talk about advertising purposes and classifications. We'll talk about media and how do we select the media. We'll talk about what are the various things that is there and which is advertising management and weakness of advertising. So these are all the topics which we are going to cover in this chapter. Let's go on to the first one, and that's promotion. What is promotion? As the word suggests, promotion is a process of marketing communication. Dear friends, we have understood this and we have looked at it that when we talk about communication, what are we communicating? We are communicating to our audience marketing because we want to do and ask them to take action to buy our product or services, and therefore we said marketing communication in the last chapter. So promotion is a process of marketing communication which involves the information that we are passing on, which involves the persuasion that we are doing, and which involves the influence that our promotion will have on the customer. Dear friends, promotions has 3 specific purposes. Number one, it communicates the marketing information to the consumer, to the user, to the resellers. Who are the resellers? People who buy your product and sell it. Resellers. Dear friends, what we need to understand is that when we are communicating this marketing information, we are communicating this information to the consumers who probably will come and buy our product, customers, users, resellers. The second specific purpose which promotion in general has is to persuade and influence the buyer behavior. Now, what does this mean? This simply means that when we are going to talk about our product or services, we are going to tell our consumer that, dear, this is the product or this is the service which is going to help you satisfy your needs. And the way we are going to do it is basically to influence the buyer, is basically to persuade the buyer so that they feel that, yes, this is the product which will help me satisfy my needs, my wants, my demands, my desires, my aspirations. Once he does that, his behavior towards the product turns positive and he comes and buys the product. The third thing, promotional efforts act as a very powerful tool of competition, providing the cutting edge of its entire marketing program. Dear friends, we all know that in today's oligopoly market, every company is promoting and advertising and doing all sort of things to see that why consumer will buy their products. Therefore, it's very important for every company to have a great marketing, communication, promotion effort, because this could be a competitive edge. This could be a classic differentiation which we can provide in the mind of our consumer. Let me give a small example. You know, dear friends, that when this Vodafone had this Zuzu ad which came in, what happened? It was class apart, right? It was class apart. Pehle, you know, Vodafone had those small pub, you know, walking wherever I follow. Now what is happening is there are so many cellular providers, but the ad made an impact in the minds of the consumer, and therefore it is a great competitive advantage to the company. So we need to see that promotion has three specific purposes, and all of these are so important. Dear friends, how do we promote therefore? Now we can promote by various ways. One of the ways to promote is through advertising. Dear friends, what is advertising, or what is an advertisement? We say advertisement is the art of influencing human action, the awakening for the desire in that person to come and possess your product. Now that's the art of influencing human action, because the products are used by humans, and humans need to have a positive influence to buy the product or services, and he will have that only and only when he feels that this particular product will help serve my purpose. You see, American Marketing Association defines advertising as, it says that it is any paid form, paid underlined, okay, it's paid, advertising is paid for. So it says any paid form of non-personal presentation and promotion of ideas, of goods or services by an identified sponsor. Now what do you mean by identified sponsor? It simply means that when you see an ad, you know which is the brand or which is the product or which is the service and which is the company which is promoting this product. So the sponsor, which is an identified sponsor. I'm repeating, see what American Marketing Association defined market as advertising as. It says it's any paid form, you need to pay for that, any paid form of non-personal presentation and promotion of goods, ideas or services by an identified sponsor. Now that's the way people have defined advertising as. So what do we understand from these definitions? We understand that A, advertisement is a message to large group of people, is it not? Advertising is a message to large group of people. B, we understand that it is a form of non-personal communication. It is a form of non-personal message that we are giving about our product or services. See friends, what it does, it persuades the consumers, which is the general public, to come and to purchase the goods or the services which the advertiser is advertising. Look at any ad which you see, sir, any ad which you see. You will see they give you the information and therefore they tell you what this particular product can give. Let's say a simple product as a washing detergent powder. What it shows in an ad? It shows that, you know, when you wash your clothes with this detergent powder, whatever they are promoting, whichever company is promoting, whichever brand is promoting, that this is going to be so clean, you know. And if you look at those advertisements, they are shh, and they say, wow, you know, safedi ki jhankar. Is it not? What are we doing? What are they doing? It persuades. The advertising is persuading that, dear, you want clean clothes. My detergent helps you get what you want. So it's persuading. D, sir. It is a paid form by an advertiser to the publisher. Which means that if I am a company and I want to advertise my product, let's say in a television channel, I need to pay for the space or the time that I am using in a TV channel. If it's a print ad, that's a newspaper, I need to pay for the space that I am using. Which, who I have to pay? To the publisher. If it's, if I want to advertise a particular product and, you know, for a particular space, let's say 10 into 10 centimeter space, I have to pay the money to Times of India in case I'm doing it in Times of India. So we need to pay that. E, advertising messages are identified with the advertiser, which means if you see a product, right, which is, let's say, a baby powder, Johnson baby powder, you know that the advertisement is done by Johnson & Johnson. If you look at, you see, Reliance, or you look at, they say, Zio services, so you know it's a Reliance advertising their cellular services. Is it not? So look at any product and you know who is the company who is advertising. I'm sure you are understanding what is advertising and what advertisement normally does. Dear friends, now we go on to look at what are the five M's of advertising. Very simple. Every organization needs to define this five M's of advertising. What is it? First, the mission is M. First M, mission. Mission is the company needs to identify the goals and objectives that they have through which they are advertising. Now you say, sir, what is the goal and objective? Simple, the goal and objective is that it should make sales. 100%. You are right. But we need to understand that, dear sales, you know, I want to increase my market share from 5% to 10%. You may say, sir, I want to see that, you see, I want to increase my profitability, you know, by 15 percentage points, right? What is your goal? What is the objective that you set for yourself when you get into an advertising campaign? We need to be very, very clear on what is the mission that we have when we go about advertising our products or services. Second M, money. Dear, do you have the money to spend? Because you know that advertising is expensive. Understand, for an example, a small clip of 10 seconds on a prime time on national television in good channels where the particular program's TRP rating is very high, a 10 seconds ad could cost us anywhere between 10 to 15 lakhs. Now understand, a 10 seconds ad on prime time, on a national channel with a particular serial whose TRP is number one, probably could make you 10 to 15 lakhs, you see. And imagine if this ad is run for at least 5 times during that half an hour serial. What is the kind of money that the company requires to spend? So the second M of advertising is that does the organization has the money to spend on advertising? And if yes, what is the kind of money that is available? Because depending on the availability of funds, the company may decide that what is it that they need to do. For an example, I will not go with TV ad, I may go with a newspaper ad, I may not go with newspaper ad, I may go with a magazine ad, and I may do all of them, nothing of them, some of them, few of them. How do you decide that? Objective, yes. I want to increase my sales 15%. Oh, that's a good objective. And if I want to do that, I need to be present on the on 360 degree in air channel, even in the print media. Oh, that's fantastic. And you require at least 20 crores of rupees in this 1 month time when you are trying to make a campaign. Do you have it? You say, no, sir. Now, is the objective right? Probably no. So we need to understand, objective is at one place, money available is at another place. Therefore, it should be in line and realistic with the kind of money that you have to spend. The third, the message. Third M is for message. What is message? What is the message that we want to send? What kind of message are we going to send? So we need to understand the message to be sent. And we need to understand M. The next M is media. What is the media that we need to use? Now, obviously, this will also depend upon the type of money that you have. But at least you need to understand the media. Will you use an air media? Yes, sir. If it's an air, will you use television or will you use radio? Sir, I will use a television. In case it's television, whether it is a national channel or a regional channel. Oh, sir, I use a national channel. Oh, that's good. Will you use Sony Colors or Star Plus? Which channel? So I do Star Plus. Very good. What is the kind of product that you are trying to sell and who is the target audience? You will say, sir, family. Very good. If it is a family, then which is the kind of serials that are there in Star Plus which family looks at? He says, sir, from 8 o'clock till 10 o'clock, most of the serials are family serials which comes in. I said, wow. How many people you want to see? I want to see the maximum number of people. Then which is the serial where maximum number of people come and see? So he says, sir, the TRP of which is high. Now which is that? Oh, this is from 9 to 9:30. Okay, if 9 to 9:30 there is a serial, let's say X serial, where most of the people come who are your target audience, you need to promote to them, right? He said, yes, sir. Do you have the money? Yes, sir. Let's go ahead. So dear, media to be used. What is the media? If it is an air, which media? Right? Which channel? Which program? How many times? Frequency. And the last M is measurement. Dear friends, I'm sure at the end of the day, everybody is looking at productivity. At the end of the day, everybody wants to see and measure the effort that you put in terms of time, energy, money, and so on. And what is the effectiveness that you got? How much have you been able to get? For an example, when I talked about a goal, when I said that, you know, we will increase our sales to 10%, now we have to measure that, have we increased our sales by 10%? We need to also measure, therefore we use a technique called as DAGMAR, D-A-G-M-A-R. What is DAGMAR? Defining advertising goals by measuring advertising results. Right, DAGMAR approach, dear, which means that this is what we did, this was our goal, have we got it? So we need to evaluate this result. So remember, this is a very important point which everyone needs to remember. Five M's of advertising: mission, money, message, media, and measurements. Okay? Please remember this, very important. Let's look at now. Some people say, sir, But personal selling is better. A salesman comes and explains me, because when you are doing an ad, you have just done an ad, the ad is aired, I just saw the ad, I may understand, I may not understand, whatever I perceive, I will think, and that's okay. So whatever you perceive may not be right, maybe sometimes possible. So sir, personal selling doesn't help. 100%. Now, but that depends upon the product. And that also depends upon, are we doing only ad or are we doing only personal selling or are we doing both? So dear, every tool or element in the promotion mix is important. And personal selling is one of the another element in the integrated marketing communication mix. But if you look at, therefore, the difference between the two, how would you say? Now, salesmanship, which is done by a company sales guy, is personal. Because when you go face to face with the customer, you go and talk to him personally. Direct face to face communication. Whereas advertising is non-personal and is indirect means of communication with the prospect through various media forms, is it not? I spoke about various media forms. You could do a print ad, you could do a air ad, you could go about, you know, putting hoardings on the road, you could probably go about through direct marketing, use a lot of internet, right? Wherein, you know, you will do email marketing, e-commerce. Lot of things, isn't it? Lot of things. So we need to understand that it could be done through various forms. Second difference could be salesmanship, because it is individual, one-to-one, person-to-person communication. Therefore, once it is done through a personal interview between the two people, I as a sales guy and you as a prospective customer, obviously there's a lot of information that we need to and we will get and we need to share with one another. Whereas on the other hand, advertising is mass communication. What is advertising? You just advertise 10 seconds. Some people see the ad on the television. Some do not. A few see them. But dear, it's a large form. What they do? Advertising is mass communication. Advertisers reaching a large number of prospects simultaneously. One 10-second ad on prime time, if across the country, if there are, you see, some households looking at that program, in those 10 seconds, imagine you could meet 10 crores people, 10 crore people can see your ad. So, if you have paid, let's say, 10 lakhs of rupees, or let's say you have spent 1 crore of rupees in an ad on a television, and there are 10 crore people who got exposed to your ad in mass communication, the cost per contact is 10 crore divided by 1 crore is just, let's say, 10 paisa. Is it not? Just understand, sir. We need to understand that what is the kind of cost that we incurred per contact. Have you clear? Are you clear? So therefore, there we need to understand advertising reaches a large number of prospects simultaneously, and advertisement therefore is read, seen or heard by a number of prospects at one time. Whereas when a sales guy is sitting across and talking to a prospective customer, he is talking one to one, only one, right? So therefore, we need to understand that advertiser, there are many, many people who will be there. What are the purpose of advertising, dear? Very simple, dear. Obviously, to promote your product. If it's a new product, you need to promote your new product. You need to make people aware that, dear, such a kind of product is available in the market now. Why don't you come and buy it? And this is the benefit that this kind of product will give it to you, sir. So promotion of a new product is one of the prospects. The second, very important, product is already there. Now you'll have to remind them, right? And you need to support personal selling. So when a personal sales guy goes to a one-to-one interview, or a salesman in, let's say, a Vijay Sales, you come, you want to buy a television, you come. And then I'm the sales guy, Vijay Sales, let's say, you want, and I say, you know, sir, oh, what do you want? You say, may I help you? He say, yeah, I'm looking at LED TV. Well, sir, please, let's come here. So he takes you. And he says, sir, see this. This is the best selling today. It's a Sony LED. You see, people are really, really, you know, looking at this point in time. What is the screen size that you're looking at? You say 55 inch. I've got a big hall. Oh, that's good. You see, this is the best service available. We have other things also, and this is what it is. Now, since you have seen Sony ad, then you will say, okay, what's the cost? He says, sir, it's 1,80,000 rupees, sir. He said, well, is there any other brand which you have, you know, which is 55 inch LED? You see, he said, yes, sir, we also have the other one, sir. See this, Panasonic, sir. We also have here, sir, another brand, Onida, sir. And we also have your brand, let's say ABC. Now you say, ABC, which is this brand, sir? I said, naya aya hai, sir. Now see, understand, it's difficult for the personal sales guy to push that ABC brand to you because you are not, you don't know about that brand. But if you have seen an ad, if you knew the company, if you knew what it is, then obviously you would be positive, you know. Now he tells you, sir, this ABC is also, you know, the same thing here, like an LED. We also have a 3 years warranty and the price is only 70,000 rupees. Now you feel that a Sony LED, 1,80,000, and he says only 70,000-80,000 here. I have never heard the name of this particular company. The salesman may be very good, but yet you may be apprehensive in buying the product. But if he says, like you see, these guys are selling now their own brands, you know, we just say Wise, you know, they are selling Wise. He says, sir, this is a Wise brand. We are only making it through Videocon, sir. And therefore we are, and sir, why you worry? We are giving you 5 year on-site warranty, sir. He said, is it? Yes, sir. Look at the sharpness between this TV and this TV. Then you look at it and say, yeah. See, since the cable connection is the same, there's hardly any difference between the two. But then you feel, wow, you know, dono to ek hi lag raha hai. He said, well, let me decide. He said, sir, another thing is, we have an offer today because of ABC that if you buy this particular TV today, we are giving you a small cabinet size fridge free, sir, worth 9,000 rupees. Now you start thinking, what do we do, you know? See, now what I've said is that he gave you a pull, the personal sale. There's no advertising for this product, right? There's no advertising. Look at the integrated marketing communication. There's no advertising for this product. You got in to buy LED. You wanted to buy a company LED, which you were aware about. You came into the store. You did not see the ad of this particular LED, but you knew that Vijay Sales probably is a good company and you have bought other products from there. So some kind of authentication is there, and then he is giving you a warranty which is higher than the other company. He is giving you at a price which is one third of that price, and along with that he is also giving you a sales promotion offer by giving you a small fridge, you know. And then he says, sir, you just have to pay 1 rupee and the entire 70,000 will be divided into equivalent monthly installments, sir, for 12 months or 18 months the way you want it. Let's say, now you calculate, if you take it for 12 months, per month comes to not even, you know, 12 divided by, you know, 12, 5 is 60, 12, 6 is 72, about 5,900 rupee and 900 rupee. Now you feel 5,900 rupee, you can pay every month, not now, next bill may it will come on a credit card. Here you pay 1 rupee now, your TV will be delivered, you will pay 5,900 rupees per month. In 12 months time it is over. Along with that you get TV, you get fridge, you get 5 years warranty, you know which is sales, and you take the television. Now you start thinking, and out of 10 customer, 5 customer may say, no, I want this, you know, let buy this. 2 customer becoming confused may go home, bolega, no, I'm deciding, yeah. But 3 customer may say, no, I want this Sony LED, dear, please, I want that. I don't mind, sir. Sony is Sony, you know. Now see, Sony created a great amount of pull, and therefore people came and bought it, you know. Whereas this particular thing, there was no pull, there was no advertising. You came with a mind to buy something, but when the salesman talked to you, personal selling, when the salesman talked to you, you started thinking about economy, cost, quality, price, other benefits, and then you probably change. Why? Even he gave you a spot offer on sales promotion, you know, that is what we call as immediate buying action. So advertising could also say immediate buying action, you know. So sales promotion also gives you that. And an ad to that effect saying that till 15th of this month, you can get this offer, which is actually 100 rupee for a product. But till 15th, if you book, only 50 rupees, sir. Now what is happening is, you know, your advertising comes. So you go and run, you know. Let's go and see, you know, let's go and see what is it. So buying immediate action. You also, advertising helps you, the goods that you've already sold, to give you a purpose of serving those customers. And the dealers, when you are advertising, the dealers who are selling is also getting a lot of support, right? Because it helps them make their job easier. So advertising has got huge purpose, and advertising helps the sales guy, the dealer, the company, probably you, and the customer to get informed about the product or the service. Very interesting and very exciting and very important here.